Modern Standard Arabic Sound and Script System. Lesson 6. Part 2. Explanation and Demonstration. Examples of the sounds ka and qa. Listen carefully to the following minimal pairs, showing the contrast between ka and qa as they are pronounced by the model. In each pair, the ka is pronounced first. You may play the tape over as many times as you wish. 1. Faraka, faraka. 2. Sharak, sharak. 3. Rakka, rakka. 4. Katam, katam. 5. Bakara, bakara. 6. Falak, falak. 7. Nakara, nakara. 8. Kafal, kafal. 9. Kasa, kasa. 10. Nakaba, nakaba. Exercise for differentiation between ka and qa. You will hear 20 recorded words, each read once. Some of these words have the sound qa, and others have the sound k. In the spaces below, mark q for those words that do have q and k for those words that have the k sound. 1. Shakka. 2. Salak. 3. Kalb. 4. Fikru. 5. Fakru. 6. Salaka. 7. Qalb. 8. Rakada. 9. Kabasa. 10. Kamar. 10. Check your answers before proceeding to the next 10 items. If you made any mistakes, go over the missed items until you can hear the distinction. Eleven. Raqad. 12. Qabassa. 13. Qamar. 14. Wakafa. 15. Baraka. 16. Faraka. 17. Waqafa. 18 Baraka. Nineteen Farqu. Twenty Shaqqa. Examples on the sounds tha and tha. You will hear a group of words containing tha and tha in minimal pairs. One, thaba, thaba. Two, yuthabu, yuthabu. Three, tathaba, tathaba. Four, tathubu, tathubu. Five, thamma, thamma. Six, thul, thul. Seven, tharra, tharra. Eight, nabatha, nabatha. Exercise for differentiation between tha and tha. Listen to the following 15 words and circle the item that contains the tha. One, labatha. Two, thabit. Three, tathibu. Four, ladha. Five, thalathin. Six, dhalil. Seven, dhahaba. Eight, yadhib. Nine, mathboot. Ten, mudhakara. 11, shudud. 12, wuthub. 13, thuluj. 14, nabatha. 15, shadda. Stress. Stress is giving a force, prominence, to a syllable in a word. Stress in Arabic follows definite rules or patterns, therefore it's predictable. Each word has a single primary stress. The following are some cases of stress in Arabic. A. If a word has only one syllable, it gets the primary stress, such as men, عن لا. B. If a word consists of a series of consonants and short vowels, there will be no primary stress, such as كتب درس ذهب علم كبر. C. If a word contains two syllables, one of which has a long vowel, then the syllable that has a long vowel gets the primary stress. Examples: كتاب كاتب بلاد. D. If a word contains a shadda or a sukoon, then the stress goes to the syllable which contains a shadda or sukoon. Examples: كتب منى دفتر مكتب. E. If a word contains more than one long syllable, a syllable with a long vowel or double consonant, then the primary stress goes to the long syllable closer to the end of the word. Examples: مندوبون سلامات فناجين سدتان مسدود فنجان. F. A long vowel at the end of a word does not get a primary stress. Examples: ذهبوا كتبا كرسي هما. G. Listen carefully to the following words and short phrases pronounced by the model on the tape. Try to detect the shift of stress over the syllables in the word. مقر مقام كتاب سرور منهاج مسامير عالم سرير ملوك. راسل تاب كانون. ما هذا؟ ما ذاك؟ هذا دفتر. ذاك كتاب. من أنت؟ هو عريف. H. Rhythm in English is to give equal time to a phrase regardless of the number of syllables in the phrase. Also, rhythm depends on the number of major stresses which occur in the utterance. Consequently, the syllables within a relatively long stress group tend to get jammed together, while the syllables with a relatively short stress group tend to be pronounced distinctly. In Arabic, on the other hand, the tendency is to give equal time to each syllable, twice as much time to a syllable with long vowels. All syllables in Arabic are pronounced clearly and distinctly regardless of stress. Unlike English, Arabic syllables are never jammed together. Exercise for the recognition of stress. Listen carefully to the following 18 words and short phrases pronounced by the model. Try to detect the shift of stress over the syllables in the word. Mark in the space next to each number which syllable, first, second, third, etc., is stressed. 1. Maqar. 2. Maqam. 3. Kitab. 4. Surur. 5. Minhaj. 6. Masamir. 7. Kanun. 8. Alam. 9. Sarir. 9. Check your answers before proceeding to the next 9 items. If you missed any, replay the tape until you can hear the distinction. Ten. Muluk. Eleven. Rasal. 12. Taba. 13. Ma hadha. 14. Ma dhaka. 15. هذا دفتر. 16. ذاك كتاب. 17. من أنت. 18. هو عريف. Part 3, Self-Evaluation. 1. You will hear 15 recorded words, each read once. Each word contains either ka or qa. Listen carefully and try to recognize whether it is a ka or qa in the word by circling the corresponding sound beside each number on your answer sheet. You're expected to answer without error. One, rakam. Two, kabir. Three, muqallam. Four, farq. 5. Raqada. 6. Kilab. 7. Rifaq. 8. Furuq. 9. Shaqiq. 10. Falak. 11 Meccan. Twelve Tabla. Thirteen Sa'iq. Fourteen Qa'il. Fifteen Mukarrama. 2. You'll hear a group of 15 recorded words, each read once. Listen carefully and try to recognize the syllable stress, whether it is on the first or second or third syllable in the word, by checking the corresponding number beside each number on your answer sheet. You're expected to answer 13 out of 15 correctly. One. Balad. Two. Bilad. Three. Salam. Four. Harb. Five, Mamnoon. Six, Talamiv. Seven, Hujum. Eight, Manadil. Nine, Kataba. Ten, Darasa. Eleven, Hatha. Twelve, Thak. 13. Finjan. 14. Mudarris. 15. Zuyut. 3. You will hear 12 words, each pronounced once. Listen carefully and try to recognize whether a word contains tha or the, and then check the corresponding consonant beside each number on your answer sheet. You're expected to answer without error. 1. Thail. 2. Ladha. 3. Thabat. 4. Shudud. 5. Shadh. 6. Thalatha. 7. Latha. 8. Nufuz. 9. Zayl. 10. Badala. 11. ثمين. Twelve, ذهب. End of evaluation, end of lesson.